This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, December 1st. God's word for you today is uncursable. Our scripture reading is taken from Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. And it says, "No curse can touch Jacob. No magic has any power against Israel. For now it will be said of Jacob, what wonders God has done for Israel." Balak must have said, "But these people are in disobedience, in rebellion." And Balaam responded, "I went and I checked the plan." Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Please read. "There was no misfortune in it for them. If you have an evil plan, it is not from God." Someone said to me, "I saw a bad vision in about 3 years, and I stopped the person immediately." He said, "Why don't you want to listen?" I don't want to listen because you did not get it from God. Guess what? I have already seen the plan, and there is no misfortune or trouble in store for Olufemi Monehi. That is the report of the Lord for me, and that is what I choose to believe. No curse can touch your life, and no magic has any power against you. It will be said concerning you, what wonders God has done in the name of Jesus. Balak said to Balaam, "Fine, but if you won't curse them, at least don't bless them." The truth is, with the covenant people, the blessing speaks for itself. Even if you keep quiet, the blessings will speak. It cannot be neutral. The uncursable place is a limitless place. It is a place where you are blessed beyond the curse. And that is a place where you will be rooted in Jesus' mighty name. How do you get to and ensure you are rooted in this place? Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 says, "But Christ has rescued us from the curse pronounced by the law. When he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing." Even though the nation of Israel was before Christ, they were a type of the church. So all their wrongdoings were already nailed to the cross because he is the lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth. Therefore, the cumulative nature or force of their wrongdoing was completely impotent. Do you want to be uncursable? To become uncursable, you need to come into Christ. You need to be in alignment with God. Over 2 decades ago, a group of people led by their spiritual leader decided to curse me because I was preaching the gospel. I did not know what was going on. I was in my room praying, and the Holy Spirit said, Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. I prayed the scripture from morning till evening. The people who were there told me that the man said he had fired an arrow which will take effect in 5 years. I laughed. Before they came, I had an angelic visitation. There were actually shots fired, and the ministering spirits took charge of it. Do not take spiritual things with levity. A son was shot dead exactly 5 years after. This is over 20 years after, and I am still here preaching the gospel of Jesus to the glory of God because I am uncursable. Let us pray. Father, I declare that I am blessed beyond the curse in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.